It's Friday, March 27th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. As the search for an effective COVID-19 treatment continues, doctors are looking to an old method of delivering antibodies into an infected person by using blood plasma from recovered patients. While a vaccine could still be a year away, the FDA has expedited the use of this blood plasma infusion in New York to see if it is an effective short-term treatment. Mike Hixenbaugh, national investigative reporter for NBC News, joins us for how doctors are exploring all options. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
So we're trying to figure out what is the most effective treatment for COVID-19. I know there's a lot of clinical trials going on. Vaccine is still a year or more away. There's a lot of antivirals that are being tried out. But one of the things that the FDA just approved to work on and to test out again is giving people blood from recovered patients, blood plasma. And this is like an old, very old technique that was used a long time ago. And once vaccines and antibiotics came into the scene, this kind of fell by the wayside. But they're thinking in this moment that we need effective treatments right away, that using this blood plasma from recovered patients could be a way to help out in the very short term. Mike, tell us a little bit about that.
As you mentioned, this virus is new, and we don't have vaccines or antivirals to treat it. And so because those things take months, if not years, of effort to produce, beginning in January or so, some doctors at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore started talking about the possible need for going old school with this treatment that honestly was used somewhat widely during the flu epidemic of 1918. And the idea is pretty straightforward. I think most people can grasp it. When you are sick with a virus, your body creates antibodies needed to fight and kill the virus. And so those antibodies stay in your blood for months or years afterward. And so the idea of taking a survivor's blood and pumping it into somebody who's sick made sense. But as vaccines came online in the 1950s and 60s, this treatment just disappeared from widespread use. And in part because it was dangerous. You know, you can hurt people when you give them blood transfusions if you give them the wrong kind, or if you transfuse them with bacteria-infected blood. So it's kind of seen as a kind of archaic treatment. So when this virus started spreading in China and globally, doctors at Johns Hopkins started proposing ways to revive this treatment because they knew that it's something that we could do quickly and it's a stopgap. It's not a panacea, but it's something that doctors maybe can use in the next couple of months to, one, treat the people who are critically ill, get people out of hospital sooner, keep people out of ICUs, and potentially give to frontline healthcare workers as a way of keeping them from getting sick.
They actually used this a little bit, as you mentioned. China has some history with this. In 2002, with the SARS outbreak, they used some of this convalescent plasma to varying degrees of effectiveness. I guess it worked in some, it didn't work in everybody, but I think it's still overall it helped, and that's why doctors are looking to do it right now. Part of the problems is that they have to identify those people that have recovered, and then they have to do a bunch of tests. Are there enough antibodies in that plasma that could be passed on to another person? So New York right now is pursuing clinical trials of this. I know they had a huge outbreak in New Rochelle out there. So they're looking to a lot of those people who have since recovered to possibly be donors in all of this.
The effort will be a massive effort locally and across the country to pull this off. It will require getting the word out to people who've had the virus and recovered that they can donate. And it will be a lot of coordination between the blood banks. Right now, what's happening in New York is the FDA has said this is not proven to be effective for coronavirus. There's some evidence that maybe it will be. And so you can start using it in emergency situations. And so once they're able to start collecting plasma, which I think is happening, if not today, very soon in New York at Mount Sinai Hospital, they will identify patients who probably will die if they do not have something happen for them. And so then the FDA on a case-by-case basis will allow doctors to treat those patients with this plasma. And separate from that, there's this growing national movement at major academic hospitals across the country to try to set this up everywhere and to begin setting up research protocols to use it, not just in people who are near death, but to give it to people when they first show symptoms and to give it to doctors and medical staff to keep them healthy.
And while a vaccine, as we mentioned, a year or more away, some of these other antiviral drugs that need to be studied for side effects and all, still many months away possibly, some of the doctors at Johns Hopkins think that they could get some of this blood plasma stuff ready in a matter of weeks possibly. So obviously we're just trying to figure out what we can do until we eventually get this vaccine, but they're hoping that they can get this off the ground pretty quickly. Mike, I wanted to ask you, you're based in Houston right now. How has the response been there locally? Because obviously New York is our epicenter right now. We're getting word that New Orleans might be popping up with a lot more cases soon. Los Angeles and California in general is another hotspot. How has Houston been reacting to all this?
Houston, the fourth biggest city in the country, in the second biggest state in the nation. We're on lockdown. We have a stay-at-home order like a lot of other places. We have not seen a huge number of confirmed cases in Houston or Texas. And part of the reason for that, some people fear, is that we have just not had a high volume of testing in Texas. As a lot of people know, New Orleans and Houston have a close relationship ever since Katrina, when many people fled that city for Houston and put in roots here. There's a close relationship and a lot of travel back and forth between these cities. So there's this fear that this is spreading quietly throughout the city right now, and we're just not seeing it. I've heard reports from local physicians that ICUs are starting to get crowded, even though we haven't seen huge numbers of confirmed cases. And so, yeah, people are on edge. Some people are not paying attention to the stay-at-home order. Other people are. But I think until we see the confirmed cases, some people are going to continue to think, you know, this isn't affecting Texas. And we just don't know.
Mike Hixenbaugh, national investigative reporter at NBC News. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your daily coronavirus update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.